is Ross Atkins, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. He will be in our city for the Vancouver Canadiens luncheon coming up tomorrow, and he joins us in the program, Sports in 650, Walker and Dan Riccio. Good afternoon, Ross. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Great to chat with you again. I it was Hall of Fame time, so if you're anything like me, you kind of get trapped into, I don't even know if you have time for it, but you get trapped into this rabbit hole of baseball reference and YouTube highlights. And long story short, I'm doing like the 6 degrees of separation, and I'm looking at your old minor league numbers, and maybe the biggest claim to fame for one game anyway. You were teammates with Doc Gooden, I see.
I missed that. You must have another.
It might have been a rehab start. Like, you played with John McDonald and Marco Scudero for a long time, and I saw one, like 1999, there was one little piece of Doc Gooden on Akron.
Yeah, he, Brett Saberhagen and, being around Jim Thome, being in the, with the Indians organization in the mid-90s as a minor league player was exciting from the standpoint of being around so many Hall of Fame type names and incredible players, incredible people. Didn't make it quite as easy for them to rely on young up and coming players. But as you can see from that very, very deep rabbit hole you got into, I wasn't exactly pounding down the door or coming into the mix for the mid 90s Cleveland Indians. But it was a great time to be around baseball and that organization in particular, but thanks for checking into it. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, you have a baseball reference page. That's the important thing. See, us media guys that the wannabe athletes, it's you always have that over us when we talk about baseball like we know what we're doing or have these big opinions. You can always just say, hey, like, where's your page? That's how it works.
Well, man, I certainly never view it that way. I've learned so much in this game from people who played, who didn't play, and
yeah.
One of my least favorite expressions and are ones that are excluding people that way and talking about, people not understanding because they didn't do X, Y, and Z. And it's a great game. We're all a part of it, and I'm certainly honored to still be in it.
So I was just handed a note, and I want to ask you about this. I want to talk about the Blue Jays. I want to ask you about Jim Thome, too, but Ken Rosenthal is reporting that Christian Yelich is going to the Milwaukee Brewers. How closely were you checking in on Christian Yelich? Did you ever think this was a possibility, or was it a pipe dream for the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, this type of player, every organization is going to do the work on him, and for us, it's we are in a position where we feel like we have an incredible group coming to the major leagues. From it's well beyond the names that get mentioned all the time, and there's a lot to be excited about for the future of the Toronto Blue Jays. And we've focused a lot of our energy and attention on continuing to build around our system and acquire talent while contending, and it's thus far we're really excited about the success and progress that we've made. And so taking a big chunk out of that was not something we felt made sense for the Toronto Blue Jays at this point. But we obviously were engaged and talking to that organization about the potential of that coming to fruition.
So does this come as a surprise? Had that ship sailed? I know there was reports weeks ago, months ago even, Ross, that the ask for Yelich was your two top guys in Vladdy and Bo Bichette. Can you confirm that? Was the price too great?
No, I'm not going to confirm the negotiations that we've had. And again, like, we're still speculating and operating on something that is not confirmed, so it's a sensitive topic and one that I'm uncomfortable commenting on further.
He is Ross Atkins, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll ask you about some of those prospects coming up Your biggest interaction with the Hall of Fame class yesterday, of course, was Jim Thome, who played a long time in Cleveland. Your reaction to him getting in and what he means to the city of Cleveland, where you spent 15 years.
Yeah, he's a remarkable human being. He's obviously a remarkable player. Guys that typically get those votes so quickly usually have both of those attributes. It's not just about the performance and the player, but it's also about the person. And Jim Thome, what I can tell you, and I think anybody that's ever met him would say the exact same thing, is he treats any and all walks of life with the utmost respect and the absolute same. He doesn't treat anybody any differently, regardless of you know, whether or not they played baseball or not, but just where they are in life. So, you know, I hope somebody will say that, you know, or even somewhere near that about me, about people that I'm working with. I think it's the best compliment you can pay someone, and he is as consistent of a human being as they come. So very, very, very happy for him.
Getting back onto this offseason, Ross, the slow nature of the way the offseason has played out, a lot of free agents still out there. There's been some moves, and you were active as well last week. But how has the slow nature of this offseason affected the way your plans set out at the beginning of the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't in a big way. You know, we had a plan. We've executed our plan for the most part. Obviously, you don't have complete control. I think that's the part that sometimes is hard to explain. It's not just acquisition cost, it's also opportunity cost. So things come unexpected, obviously, as Christian Yelich is a perfect example of that. No one was planning on him being a part of this offseason. But so as you balance those alternatives, what, you know, the potential risk are, obviously the upside, and what the cost is, you have to balance it with what other opportunities you have. So it's incredibly challenging to stay ahead of that. We are confident that we have done that. We spent a lot of time and energy on it in August and September, and one of the reasons that we were assertive with Marco Estrada was knowing that we, again, had a lot of work to do this offseason and still have work to do. So, you know, the market has, I've talked about it a lot this offseason, and what we focused on is what the Blue Jays can do, and seemingly what the industry is doing is there's just a lot more trade discussion, and the trade discussion continues. It's not, you know, it's still going on. And I think 5 years ago, trade discussions weren't happening as much this late in the off season. So now there's much debate about why that is. And, you know, that's a long debate and a long discussion, but, you know, ultimately we feel like we've accomplished a lot of good things for the Blue Jays, and we'll continue to look and improve upon the 18 team and keeping an eye on the future as well.
Blue Jays General Manager Ross Atkins joining us here on the program. He'll be in Vancouver tomorrow for the Vancouver Canadiens luncheon. On that note, Ross, how, since you took over the job, since you became General Manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, how has player evaluation changed? Has it at all? There seems to be a lot of talk of home runs being less valued now, given the boost we had this past year, than they were even a couple of years ago.
I you know, over the last couple of years, how evaluations have changed, it's not anything drastic or, you know, I think people talk about home runs a lot. People talk about strikeouts a lot, why that is. Guys are pitching at the top of the zone. Guys are hitting more home runs and striking out more. Swing planes are different. There's a lot of subjective, objective, fundamental reasons why that may be, you know, and, you know, ultimately, it comes down to winning. And I think players that focus on winning are the players that ultimately get compensated the best. And sometimes players can become somewhat, you know, I guess not consumed, but maybe swayed or influenced by contract values, the arbitration process, what seemingly does get paid. And ultimately, I think if you look over the course of the game, what gets paid is winning players. And what continues to evolve is the ability to understand what that means and quantify it. So it's never as simple as home runs or strikeouts. It's always about the entire, the complete picture, the entire picture, and how that player contributes day in and day out.
I was watching Bob McCown earlier today in Toronto, and Curtis Granderson had an appearance. And well, you know Curtis, you get transfixed, right? He's so succinct. He's so well-spoken. What is your vision right now for what he brings to your club? And how much of that is the veteran presence mentorship role? And do we make too much of that?
I don't think you can ever make too much of someone's character. It's hard to quantify and value, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, I think oftentimes, whether it's, you know, whoever it is, a fan, a baseball player, an agent, another executive, and talking about front offices is becoming more quote-unquote analytical. So analytics is just research and development, and research and development is a part of every business, and it should be a part of every professional sports team, and is becoming more and more about involved in amateur sports as well, which just makes sense. You're trying to be the best in the world at what you're doing. So research and development are a big aspect of that. So quantifying what that means is the hardest thing to do. You can quantify what on base percentage means for a team and how that will impact the team. And you can quantify the number of home runs, but quantifying character and leadership is extremely difficult to do, but you still value it. And that's the nuance and the great aspect of this game, that, you know, we want to stand for something for the Toronto Blue Jays. We want to be built on character and on our values and get to the point where, we're one of the best in that regard.
On the subject of Vancouver, so I moved here in the fall, and I got to see a few Canadiens games late in the playoffs, and watching Nate Pearson, it was revelatory, I would say. He cracks Baseball America's top 100 prospects. I don't know how much onus you put on that, but you must be over the moon with the progress that he's made. He put up ridiculous numbers in his time here.
Yeah, the last player that, when I think about, you know, I can't recall in my career a player in my the time I've been in the front office, I can't recall a player like this going into the draft and just how far he's come in such a short period of time. He actually reminds me of a guy that I was with in the minor leagues, Bartolo Colon, as far as just overall stuff and overpowering. But I mean, we have obviously been extremely encouraged by Nate. At the same time, he's first year into professional baseball. So, you know, there's a lot of development opportunity, and that's a good thing. You know, there's a lot of growth for him, but man, the stuff, the power, the character, the makeup, the athleticism, there's nothing not to like. So, we couldn't be more pleased, and absolutely do value the fact that the industry sees him that way.
Sticking with that Baseball America Top 100, Vladdy Guerrero gets impressively high grades, and there's lots of comparisons to, you know, oh, maybe he'll be like Mike Trout, or maybe he'll be like this other guy, and it's all superstar players, and it gets everybody super excited. Do you have to play down those expectations within the organization, Ross?
No, I think it's there is some level. Here's what comes with being great: expectations, and that's why oftentimes, you know, there's nothing fair about professional sport. There's nothing fair in trying to be the best in the world at something, and so those expectations, players like Vladdy and Bo become a little bit more exposed to, and then their development becomes expedited, or their maturation becomes expedited because of that. So, you know, listen, we're not going to manipulate anything by any means, but at the same time, talking to players beyond just those two about how to handle those expectations and manage them is very much a part of their development plan.
Hey, Ross, we appreciate the time. Have a safe flight and enjoy our city the brief time you're here tomorrow, but we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.